This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings coming at you from Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 11th, episode 1305, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Well, good God Almighty, this week's been 2 months long. Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you stopping by. Jamie, you know how we're always coming up with ideas to help the racing industry? Because the racing industry is suffering a little bit, and especially you like harness racing?
Okay.
I have the solution to make it more exciting.
Okay.
Okay. So they have this thing. Have you ever heard of the beer mile?
No, but it sounds intriguing.
It is, because instead of just racing a mile on foot, the beer milers are required to drink a 12-ounce can or bottle of beer every quarter mile. So in addition to running, they have to drink the beer. And I'm thinking, especially in harness racing, they could put a little cooler on that cart and you could have the beer mile and we could have, you know, the jockey getting drunk because he's going around. Wouldn't that make it more exciting?
You know, that sounds a heck of a lot more exciting than actually running. I mean,
that's true.
My theory is if you see me running, you better run too, because I'm getting chased. And so you better run. Like, that sounds way better. But you talking about running and drinking beer just, like, literally just made me belch. Like, I burped when you were talking about
Well, I got to tell you that the guy who holds the world record for the beer mile is Canadian Lewis Kent. He completed the beer mile in 4 minutes, 51 seconds in a new world record. And he drank his, 48 ounces of beer along the way.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Oh, by the way, one of the rules is no vomiting permitted. Apparently, if you do, you're out.
So, oh, yeah. That's a fair rule.
You don't think that's a great idea for jockeys?
Jennifer, what's on today's show? Get me off of this.
Coming up on today's Freestyle Friday edition, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Following a quick jog around the track with the horse headlines, we will be hearing from co-host of HRN's latest venture into edutainment. That would be Patty from Healthy Critters Radio. And then we're going to be joined by Karen Ofeld, who is the executive producer of another amazing horse-centric documentary called Harry and Snowman. This one may come with a tissue alert, people. And then, continuing to erode our faith in humanity, really bad ads. So, the play, folks.
True.
It is so true. Every single week. Well, I have my daily Winnie today. Just goes out to one of our listeners, Sarah. We just want to thank you for your email. We really, really appreciated that this morning. And Sarah is visually impaired and said, I can't find the phone number for the voicemail line. So for our other visually impaired listeners, it is 859-474-0261, 859-474-0261. And I will say that Wendy and I did a 10-minute preview for the Radiothon, and we put it out on all the feeds, so it's all over. It's all over our app and iTunes and everywhere. So that has all the details in it as well.
Real quick for Sarah, I love the fact that Sarah said her dog has to listen to all of our shows.
I know
too.
She forces him to. I don't think he wants to.
That was great.
You'll enjoy healthy critters.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm going to have to give my Daily Winnie, just have to give my Daily Winnie to the half-naked horses, the half-naked men, and the beautiful horses that are involved in the Horse and Hunk calendar that benefits the Brook. OMG, there's a video of the behind-the-scenes making. I know we've talked about the calendar, but I'm sorry. I watched that video this morning, and my mother-in-law walked in here, and she was like, ooh. I'm at the in-laws house right now for the weekend, and yeah, I was like, oh, so I do love your son, I promise. But she's like, oh, this is really I'm like, they're not naked, they're just mostly naked, and they are beautiful. And so we're going to post a link to go see the behind the scenes video on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. But if you don't have Facebook, you can check it out at horseandhunkcalendar.com.
We actually interviewed, I don't know if it was for Stable Scoop, I think. We interviewed the lady who made this calendar. And I have a little bit of audio if you want to hear it. But we interviewed the lady, the audio, forget the audio, go watch the video. You don't need the audio.
Yeah, you don't need the audio.
But the lady said that two of these guys were actually horse guys. And if you go to horseandhunkcalendar.com, on the homepage of horseandhunkcalendar.com, you got the guy with the rearing horse. In front of the big fancy mansion.
He was on a rear. What? Yeah, no, it was amazing. That was like the coolest
thing. He is a horse guy. He is one of the horse guys. And I think, of course, I think if I remember correctly, they were polo players. So, of course. You know,
of course. Yeah. They're polo players. That goes without saying.
And I do have good news for everybody. We just found out that they're going to give away a couple of those calendars during Radiothon Day. So we'll be able to give them away during Radiothon Day. So if your husband or significant other doesn't mind you having these in your house, then
so here's what you have to do. Is you have to get this calendar for yourself and put it in your stocking. And then what I did, and Chad doesn't even know anything about it, is I got the really bad ad trailer catalog for him. He doesn't get no girls. He gets the bad trailers. So
we get screwed as horse husbands. This is how we get screwed.
He won't know.
And this will be hanging up in the tack room, the Horse and Hunk calendar, because we don't go in there, right? So it's a safe spot.
I think that this calendar will be hanging up somewhere a little closer than my, my tack room. The trailer, that goes in the tack room.
Speaking of which, I didn't get mine yet. It's been shipped, but the trailer, the really badass trailer. We'll talk about that later, but I'm still waiting. I can't wait to get it.
Yeah.
All right. You just did your Daily Winnie, right? Well, yes. So we got news. Exciting news.
Exciting news?
I think. As of this morning, right before the show, I went on the Sports Illustrated and voted again for Sportsman of the Year. Remember, the Kansas City Royals and American Pharoah are in a head-to-head competition.
Yes.
And as of this morning, American Pharoah had taken over the lead by, get this though, 80 votes.
Oh my gosh.
It is close. I'm going to go vote again and see what this current score is, okay?
I didn't think you could vote again. Like, it wouldn't let me do it again.
The second time?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me see what it does. Maybe it'll just give me the results anyway. American Pharoah, see the breakdown. I don't know what that is.
They have these, like, IP readers.
Okay.
Now.
It is 36% to 36%.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. Kansas City has just taken the lead by 20 votes.
Can I just point out that how awesome it is that an entire city is against one horse and it's a race?
Well, like, I can tell you this. When I looked at the news this morning, Kansas City, every major newspaper, TV station, and radio station is blasting this out. And the headlines are, "Don't let a horse beat our Royals." So they are in an all-out war in Kansas City to make sure this doesn't happen. So we need help here, people.
That's amazing.
We've fallen behind.
Awesome.
You know, I saw that Horse Nation, after we mentioned it on Monday, they got on it and posted. I'm sure that helped, but whew, we're behind. Yeah. So there's 121,000 votes, and it's 20 votes apart.
You want to say your vote doesn't count?
Yeah.
In the real world. Yeah, that's amazing. And what's really cool is that it's American Pharoah versus an entire baseball team. That entire baseball team is probably sending out to their entire families. Their entire families have sent it out all around the country, and they're still barely beating the Horse. Yay!
Well, American, you know what? Pharoah. Jennifer made a good point. You know, Sportsman of the Year, you would assume, is supposed to be somebody who's a good sportsman, right? Do we know that all the Kansas City Royals are good sports?
I'm pretty sure there's a jerk or two.
Yes, that's right. So they shouldn't even qualify for this. Exactly. That's the point.
There's
nobody else, by the way. There's like 10 entries in here. There's nobody else even close. I mean, these two are it.
No.
Poor Serena Williams is sitting down there with 1%, and Ronda Rousey, after her last fiasco, is down there with 2%. So,
yeah, man, bless her heart. Well, I got to say that it doesn't even matter in the end. They have said that they're not picking of the votes. They're just driving kind of web traffic with the voting, but
will be. They're not picking with the votes?
It will be chosen by.
Then why are we even talking about it?
Because we still want to win the public opinion. It's got to help.
Because you know that if it's the sports writers, they're going to pick Kansas City.
Let me just tell you something else going on today, Glenn. Oh, okay. Let's just move on a little bit. Because I've got something so exciting. And I can't Google it right now because I don't have any computer in front of me besides the Skype. So I can't mess that up. But I would like to point out that at 10 o'clock this morning, 10 a.m., 3 hours from now, I will be going to see the new Hunger Games movie. Woo!
You're seeing it already? I'm so jealous.
I'm going at the first showing this morning at 10 a.m. So Nana's going to watch Lucas, and my sister-in-law, Chad, and I are all
I hope you bought tickets. It's going to be packed.
10 a.m. this morning. I think I should be okay. If that one's sold out, we'll go to the 10:30
show. Get on Fandango app right now and order your tickets.
Okay.
That's what I do. When I go into the big movies, I order them. It costs you extra $2, but at least I know I have them, right? Walking in the door.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
I am, too. I am so excited to see it. I really am.
Yeah. And I don't even know what the name of it is because I can't Google
it's
right
Mockingjay.
Now.
It's the Mockingjay or whatever.
Mockingjay Part 2?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and this is the final one. This is it.
It opens today. Now, I hope they change I didn't like the ending in the book, so I was hoping that they changed the ending.
And I think the ending's going to be about the same.
No!
They followed the book pretty closely, actually, with these movies. Hey, speaking of movies, I am so excited because Unbranded just sold out, so we get to go see it in Gainesville. They sold enough tickets.
Oh, you're so lucky. I'm like one of the only four that's bought tickets in the Phoenix one, and I've shared it a ton, and I don't know. A lot of people have already written that they own the DVD.
Yeah, they are. You can buy it. It's not so expensive either. It's like $20.
Yeah. No.
I wanted to see it on the big screen. I think that's half the thing, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to definitely be seeing it on December 8th.
That's so great. Congratulations.
Maybe yours will sell out before then.
Hopefully. We'll see. We'll see. Right. The other thing that I wanted to mention, maybe we'll get our first guest on and I'll tell you a little bit more about the property here.
We've
been visiting our property here in Norman, Oklahoma, and I think we've had a breakthrough.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. Well, right before we get Patty on here, I wanted to tell you, I want to cross promote because it's been a hell of a couple weeks for us here as far as guests are concerned. You know, we of course had Charlie Daniels going to be coming up on the Radiothon, and we talked to him, and then you did that amazing interview with the George on Wednesday, which, by the way, congratulations, everybody seemed to love it. You did a great job with that.
And that's because they were all too chicken to do it, and they were like, oh, she made it out alive.
Exactly. Well, we had another fun interview last night on the Dressage Show, a TV celebrity by the name of Pam Stone, who Patty, who's coming up, will probably recognize that name. She was a stand-up comic for years. She actually did the opening act for Jay Leno on the road for years. And played.
That name is very familiar.
Well, did you ever watch the TV show Coach?
Yes.
She was the tall basketball girls' basketball coach.
Oh, Oh, cool. She ended up dating the assistant coach.
Yes, exactly. That's her. Well, she was a stand-up comedian for years. She had done the White House. She has been all over the world doing this, and she still does stand-up comedy. But she's also a dressage trainer, so we had her on last night. And I got to tell you, I didn't know that that dressage and stand-up comic and humor went together until you meet our next guest, Patty, and also Pam Stone. You need to take a listen to that. That'll come out later today, but it was a fun interview. She is a trip. So
it was very cool.
We've had some fun times. You know, they were going to bring Coach back. They called her out 10 days. They did a pilot. They had ordered 13 episodes. NBC did to bring Coach back, and they did the pilot. Then they canceled it. And I wanted to see. I loved that show.
Stupid Hollywood.
Pam was saying that too, because she said, I had my next horse picked out in Europe, but not anymore. All right, let's get to our next guest. We're so excited to be bringing a new show to the network. The first episode is out. You can go listen to it right now. It is so much fun. And we have the only other dressage person that has a sense of humor and is really funny, and that's Patty. She is the co-host of the show. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us live this morning.
No problem.
No pressure, but you guys, let's just say that the first couple of recordings that we did were a little challenging and provided a lot of bloopers for the blooper reel. So you're live. It's all on the air right now, Patty. I'm just saying.
Well, I know that the concern was Tigger's mouth, and I've been coaching her on using proper verbiage and not using potty mouth. So I don't know why you'd mention that to me.
Did you notice Tigger's not doing the live show? We had her on Stable Scoop yesterday because I could edit it. So I'm just saying.
Well, she may sing, so you never know.
Healthy Critters Radio. Jamie, you're going to be happy to know that Healthy Critters Radio is just what it sounds like. It's all about keeping your critters healthy, but it includes all critters, right, Patty?
Yes, it does. All critters. We're going to be doing things on horses, obviously, of course, dogs, cats. Apparently, we're doing chickens. I think there's a lot for me to learn here. But, the whole premise is just, different discussions, different ways to feed, help train, deal with, problems with, dogs and rescue dogs. We have Hedwig that is the perky Pomeranian that gives advice and is also a bit of a handful to handle.
They actually have a talking Pomeranian on the show, which I have to admit, when Tigger first told me that, like you, Patty, we were both a little concerned. And then we ended up cracking up. This Pomeranian has an attitude. So, it was a lot of fun. The show is fun, too. It's, you guys are doing a great job of keeping it light. There's many different segments. I like that about it, too.
I do, too. I just like when I brainstorm with Tigger during the week and think of different things. What's helpful for me is, when I talk with my clients, and obviously a lot of my clients not only have horses, they have other animals. And there's so many different questions that come up about all of our animals. And this is a great avenue to research stuff. And I've already learned a ton of things. I mean, I always knew Tigger was pretty brilliant and understanding food, but she uses words I've never heard before.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I know, right? So, I'm really excited about it. It's a great commitment, I think, to educating people and learning stuff ourselves and having a really good time doing it. Having great guests, too.
Yeah, they did. And the first episode is out. You can go to healthycrittersradio.com or horseradionetwork.com. It will be on our app very shortly. They're working on that now in the next week or so. And also, it's also right on iTunes at this point, so you can get it on your player if you use iTunes. They're doing funny stuff, too. I got to tell you, we recorded the second episode. It's not out yet. And this is going to come out on the 5th and 10th and 25th of right, 10th and 25th, every month. So it's twice a month. And they recorded the second show. And Jamie, it was hilarious. Her and Tigger both picked what breed they thought the presidential candidates would be if they were a dog.
Oh, God.
What it started out was, it was like, it was supposed to be what you know, what they would have or what they should have. And then I, on my own, decided I was just going to, you know, do it what I thought the, well, first off, I didn't even know who the presidential candidates were. I mean, I knew some of them, but I really am not into politics. So Tigger, of course, knows that and thought it would be a good education for me. And then when I got into it, I was like, oh, this is really funny. And Tigger ended up doing the same thing, switching it. But we had so much fun doing it. Yeah. That was such a blast.
So if you want to hear if Trump was a dog breed or Hillary was a dog breed, you have to take a listen. And you guys nailed it. Yeah. I mean, what I want to do is put some memes together. I want to actually put the picture of, like, Trump beside the breed you picked out and put some memes together and put those out there. I think they'd become immensely popular.
I think you're right. I think there'd be t-shirts made.
You guys did a great job. There's also Serious Nutrition segments. Tigger, who is your co-host, is owner of BioStar US, which is a whole foods company for horses and pets. And she really knows her stuff inside and out.
She really does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I was just reading about pet food in the general marketplace and how unbelievably awful it is. And I was thinking,
really scary.
Oh my God. Like, you guys, when you see bone meal and those things, that can mean roadkill. Like, they can literally put other pets and roadkill into your pet's pet food. So now I realize I need to go check out BioStar, because I was mortified when I was reading that article. I'll send it to you, Glenn, and you can you guys can review it. It's on the Food Babe is who kind of put it out.
Right.
And, oh my gosh. So this is perfect timing for me to learn about you guys.
Yeah, well, and I had actually recently read an article about, you know, different, like you said, roadkill, and even some deceased pets that have been euthanized. And I was like, wait a second, you're saying the stuff we euthanize animals with can end up in the dog food? That freaked me out.
It's crazy.
Almost like this is one of those, it is crazy, but, you know, the more you learn, the scarier it gets. But it does, you go through this realization process of, oh, wow, I need to change things. And it's not as overwhelming as you think it would be. You know, for the horses, I've been feeding whole foods for a long time. And I have generally at least 20 head of horses that I'm taking care of. And you have to make it and wet it and give it to the horses. And, you know, it seems overwhelming. And if I can do that, I can certainly change my dogs. You know,
I don't know.
I have
Jennifer now is cooking for the cat. She has to start cooking for the dog. I think she's going to leave.
She doesn't even cook for you.
I know. Dr.
Well,
Wendy stayed here.
Well, that just went out the door, because if she's cooking for your pets, you're never going to see anything, Glenn.
Dr. Wendy stayed here one night. And of course, she's a traditional Chinese medicine doctor, so she's buying into everything we're talking about today, right? And she's like, Jennifer, you cook for the cat. First of all, she was in shock that Jennifer cooks for the cat. And then she busted her chops about not cooking for the dog. And I think Wendy almost stayed in a hotel that night. But it is a good show. I have enjoyed it. You know, the Hedwig segment is hilarious. Hedwig, by the way, is the talking Pomeranian who's running for president. And Hedwig has his own, it's Ask Hedwig on Facebook. And what Hedwig does is answers questions about pretty much anything.
Right.
Yeah, so... Right. And has an attitude about pretty much anything. And I used to own a Peek-a-Pom, a Pomeranian Pekingese cross. And let me tell you, those dogs do have attitudes. They really do.
They're tenacious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tenacious. A good word. That's a nice word. So, Patty, you're into dressage. You're one of the, you know, not only are you one of the very few entertaining dressage people, you are, and by the way, I said this last night on the dressage show too, so I'm expecting emails, but you also are one of the very few in Texas. So.
Well, yes and no. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of good people down here. It's a wonderful area. It's just so diverse, and it's hard to get centralized in one centralized area. If you say you're going to go to another town, it can take you 10 hours.
Right.
So, but it's a great community down here of people, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be here.
Are you out of the Austin area? Is that where you're at?
No, I'm near Houston.
Near Houston.
I'm actually southwest of Houston.
Very good.
And then I go into San Antonio to do some clinics and stuff.
Sounds good. Well, I'm excited to have you guys on board. It's HealthyCrittersRadio.com. Or you can search. It's right on the homepage there at horseradionetwork.com as well. Give it a try. Take a listen. I think you're going to like it. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You guys will like that. Those two are fun.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like already freaking out about dog food. So definitely.
Do you know what the first nutrition segment was on episode one? You can listen to right now. Hemp for horses. It's not just for smoking anymore. So there you go.
Awesome.
You didn't know that horses can have a good time with hemp too.
I did not know yeah. that. It's more than hemp seeds and
that's correct.
Okay. I'll learn. Well, hey, do we have a minute before
yes.
we go
we
to
We have
the
a couple minutes.
All right. Well, I just wanted to tell you that Chad and I have spent probably hours and hours at our property that is here in Norman, Oklahoma.
Your land holdings?
We're our land. Do you know how hard it is to try to visualize where things will go in a blank space? It's incredibly hard.
Especially if the blank space is broken up by trees or rocks or hills or...
And barbed wire and all that. Yeah, it's really difficult. But I think we've kind of mapped out where we want everything, and I'm pretty excited.
How many acres is it again?
It's almost 12 acres.
Okay. Is it in a residential or rural?
It's rural. Okay. Well, I mean, my God, it's Oklahoma. Like, everything's rural. Okay, but
true. Sorry.
We're in Norman, which is a college town. University of Oklahoma is here. So there is a lot going on. And the college is only, 12 minutes away. It's kind of like Lexington, where you drive 5 minutes outside of the college area, and then you're in the country. Now, it doesn't look like the same country as Lexington, so it's a little different. But we've started to kind of get an outline of where we want everything, and we are slow rolling this because it's going to be years. But it's kind of exciting to have a little idea of imagery, in the whole place. And I just went out there and just sat down thinking, oh my gosh, like someday there's like this one little random area of grass, and I like walked it off. I'm like, that is the size of my current pasture. And it's like a throwaway land. They don't even have it fenced, whoever the barbed wire people, So it's going to be huge. It's going to be so nice. And all of you guys can retire your horses at my house when they're really old and they just need pasture churn out. That's what I want to do, is just retire old horses and train some young ones. I'm so excited. I don't even know what angle of business I want to take with it. I'm so thrilled.
Well,
so many things.
I'm so excited for you. Now, did you start thinking, house is here and barn is here?
Yeah. And then I looked at one of our listeners, Kayla Mueller, is a fantastic, I believe she's the one that went, she has some really nice horses. And so I was watching a video of her jumping. It came up in my news feed on Facebook, and I looked at her arena and I was like, oh my gosh, that footing is amazing. So I sent her a message. I'm like, I need to know, how big is your arena and what type of footing it was. And she told me the name of the company. It's like Pinnacle Footing. It's something crazy. And I said, in general ballpark on the cost.
Hey, can I take a guess? 120.
She couldn't even tell me. Like, she was like, I don't even know what the final cost was. Yeah. I'll let you know. Like, she was like, but I do want to tell you, it was very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I want that. It's like the horse was like bouncing over these jumps. The footing was so nice. I'm like, oh. So Chad's like, so we're not going to be able to do it like we did in Arizona, which was have a level spot and put sand on it. I was like, no, not going to happen. You go a lot more. So yeah, if anybody has any arena footing contacts, or you want to get a sponsor, Glenn, at some point.
Yeah, we have a contact with Arena Footing, but it still costs you $120,000. So that'd be the discounted price.
Honey, our grass jumping arena is looking a lot better.
Well, I'm so glad that you went over and bonded, and it's a little chillier there, so you actually had to wear a coat to go visit your property.
I walked outside and, my mother-in-law is in a t-shirt and, everybody's in shorts, and I literally look like I'm dressed for snow. And I just walked outside. I'm like, I can't live here. It's too cold. This is awful. This is terrible. They're like, it's 65 degrees. Like, it's freezing.
But summer will be beautiful. It'll be so nice in the summertime there.
It's going to be amazing for like 3 days a year. I can't wait.
Well, I'm glad you got to see it and visit. That's great.
Very good.
Well, we are going to take a break for our commercial for this show, and that is Kentucky Performance Products, our terrific sponsors over there. So let's take a listen to that, and then we're coming back. I know that a lot of our listeners have requested over the last probably, I don't know, six
Three
months.
Years.
Yeah, exactly. Long time that we get the people on who have done the documentary Harry and Snowman. So Jennifer has that accomplished. She's trying to get him on the line right now. So we're just going to continue with the amazing interviews we've had over the last couple of weeks here in just a minute.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf, the final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And of course, you can find Kentucky Performance Products. You can find them at kppusa.com. And also, you can also just find them on Facebook. They put a lot of good nutritional information there. So just search for Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook as well.
Two products, really, that the E is awesome, but the Nalox Plus for gut stuff, oh my gosh, amazing. And then Joint Armor for joints, woo, good stuff.
Yeah, they're like the industry standards, I think. So, well, let's play the trailer for the documentary, and then we're going to talk to the executive producer of Harry and Snowman.
In 1956, my dad went to New Holland, Pennsylvania, to an auction to look for cheap horses. If a horse didn't get sold, it went to the killers.
There was a white Amish plow horse. The same time I looked at him, he looked down to me. Snowman and I clicked right away. I paid $80 for him.
Snowman was about to be destroyed only 5 short years ago.
Mr. Dallaire is the man who saved the legendary horse, Snowman.
Down deep, the two of them were connected, and somehow, both of their lives were going to be affected forever.
I came to this country with nothing in my pocket. Snowman and me, we made it to the top of the world.
Oh, can't that horse put on a big jump?
Harry was quite the competitor. He really thought no matter what he was riding, that he could beat the big guy.
All eyes this week have been on underdogs Harry Dallaire and Snowman. They've been on an unprecedented East Coast winning streak. Harry Dallaire and Snowman have done it. They have won the 1958 Triple Crown.
His driving force was never quit. The man never give up.
He got so close to me, and he got so close to my kids, that he was part of the family.
Snowman would do anything my dad asked of him, and I believe that is because Snowman understood that my dad saved him.
Snowman was more than just a horse to me. He was my best friend.
How am I supposed to talk after that? Are you kidding me?
Wow. I knew you would be a mess after that.
Why
sorry about that.
Do
you want me to introduce the guest, or are you
yes,
okay?
Yes, I need
okay.
a moment.
All right,
we
have
best friend.
We have Karen with us, who is the executive producer of Harry and Snowman, and now they got half the audience crying. Thanks a lot, Karen, for bringing the show up today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. The
The tissues are always out, huh?
Yes, apparently. And you're going to have boxes and boxes of them because you're going to be at the Equus Film Festival in New York City today.
Well, I have to admit that I'm sitting in northern Michigan, and but my director, Ron, is in Manhattan, and he's so excited about the film. So are all the people that get to see it this time, huh?
Yeah, well, if the trailer's any indication, they're just going to need those Kleenex, let me tell you.
Oh, my
How you
gosh.
Doing, Jamie? You okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Karen, wow, the story behind the making of this film should be a movie in itself. Reading a little bit on the background of the making of this, I mean, you had the footage, then the footage disappeared and you had to track it. Tell everybody kind of how this whole thing got started.
Well, I guess it goes with, you know, how we're all brought up. I was brought up in a little ski town where all these fellows and gals were making ski movies. And I thought to myself, this is so fantastic, but I don't really like skiing as much as I like horses. And I said, I'd like to do the same thing they're doing, but make it all about horses. And so I sort of started down this road of starting to collect all these amazing little pieces of information about horses and things that struck my fancy. And as I developed a storyline, I bumped into amazing people, as you do, and we were able to put together a production years and years and years ago. I mean, a long time ago, back in the 70s. And it started from there. It was just a lifelong passion of wanting to create film. I'm, you know, that old saying that film is the strongest educator. I just love that.
Absolutely.
So rather than writing a book, I did that.
Now, you had, I believe it was back in the 80s, you had some trouble. You released, or you had a movie that you called Jumpers. And it was unreleased, a documentary filmed in the late 70s and early 80s about show jumping. And it focused on Harry Dallaire, was one of the top three Grand Prix riders that this movie, this show focused on. But then, of course, as it does, you kind of ran out of money. And unfortunately, the movie was never made. Well, for years, it was in a storage vault. And then take it from here. You wrote to the vault and asked for all of the footage back.
Yeah, we built this amazing ranch after I got married. And so, you know, the ranch was finished and I was in an office and I thought, you know, the time is right. Let's do the movie. So I sent off a nice letter saying to the vault, you know, what kind of capabilities do you guys have? I want to switch my celluloid to digital. And the letter came back and it had never been opened. And it said the business was out of business.
Oh, my
and
God.
And so I just remember getting that letter and I'm thinking, what does this mean? And what will happen? And so I got on the phone. I started to spin my Rolodex and I called my crew from that had helped me during the movie. I think he was a cool guy. His name was Phil. And he was my sound guy. And Phil said to me, he said, Karen, I think I know someone that can help you. So I gave her a call, and what happened from there was this just amazing journey of going to all these different states all around Manhattan and finding these boxes that had once been, you know, lined up on a shelf and finding them in different places. I believe, I don't have any proof of it, that people probably drove up to the business that was going out of business. And they filled as many boxes as they could into their vehicles and drove away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there went my film in all these different directions. And what was amazing is that it had been so focused in New York City. We had thrown huge parties at Bond's Casino, at these different venues during the National Horse Show. And it was so sort of integrated into New York City. And all of a sudden it had just like it had ricocheted right out of New York. So that was quite a story, huh?
So, yeah, and so you ran ads trying to find it in the Chronicle of the Horse and in Backstage Magazine to help, tried to get people to help you find it. And finally, all the pieces came together in 2012 in Florida, where you then partnered with equestrian and filmmaker Ron Davis. You mentioned Ron earlier. And then you became the executive producer for the documentary Harry and Snowman. And so your archived footage kind of facilitated the making of this documentary.
Yes, it sure did. And I have to say also that when Ron and I met up here in Michigan in my offices and archives and crafts rooms and things like that, all those little pieces of things that I had collected over the years about the subjects, they were all used to help sort of build that story, the catalogs, the photographs, those amazing family scenes. So I was really, really fortunate that I guess dogged determination had been sort of what had run the show before this, and it proved to be so helpful now. We were so lucky, huh?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see, or what these lucky individuals who have tickets to the movie tonight at the Equus Film Festival in New York are going to see.
Well, I think what they're going to see is, and I've been to a ton of film festivals now, so I've seen what unfolds. And I think it's surprisingly familiar. What they're going to see is surprisingly familiar. It's almost like you're stepping into your own stable, and where Snowman and Harry are the stars of your stable. You can almost smell the hay and the aisleway and the grain, and I think that for people that don't know anything about horses, it will create for them. And this is what makes me the most excited and the most passionate. I believe that the story introduces a person that really doesn't know anything about our world. It will introduce them to the world in a way where it's friendly, accommodating, welcoming, and things like that. You know, because the story is so beautiful. It's the story is the same story as every horse person almost has. It's just that it's really, really cool. And there's this really amazing man and his amazing horse that, you know, is like at the heart of it. So I don't know if that makes sense to you guys, but that's what it feels like to me.
It makes perfect sense. So horse people and non-horse people alike are going to really connect with this movie.
I believe so, yes. And I've seen from the Q&As that I've done, from the emails that we've received, from the support that we've gotten, proof of that right down the line. To me, it's not a niche film as much as it is
beautiful story. Yeah, it's a beautiful story about family. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, just a month ago, my girlfriend's like, when am I gonna see this movie? We need to. And so now, tell us a little bit about where and how and when people are going to be able to watch this.
Okay, so we've created a wonderful website that has on it our schedule for the film festivals. And so that's the go-to place. It's www.harryandsnowman.com.
Okay.
And nothing is done that's not on that site. So it's a simple menu of success for that, huh?
HarryandSnowman.com, easy enough. That's how they can find
easy
it. That's
enough.
How they can see it. Yeah. And then this has, you know, Snowman's legacy lives on. Tell us about the Snowman Rescue Fund.
I hope everyone loves this. So We had our premiere of the movie down in Raleigh-Durham, which was really an incredible event because Harry had come first to North Carolina when he came into the United States. So it was really a homecoming for our film to be started there. So right after that was over, Ron took the camera guys and they went to where Snowman had been saved. They went up to the Pennsylvania slaughterhouse and they started filming. And we had access that is rare to a couple of the steps of the whole process, and we saved three horses.
Wow.
Now, we call it the Snowman Rescue Fund, and it is based out of Pennsylvania because that's where Snowman was found.
And oh, by the way, I just want to interrupt you there, and I want to add that auction he was found at is still running today. So I just want to throw that in.
Yeah. So we visited there in April, and that's where we got this footage and things like that. So, and there's an interesting part of this, and this is sort of my take on what we did. We rescued three horses. Now, when you rescue a horse, you can rescue a horse and put him in your backyard if you're needing a horse and, you know, wanting to fall in love with a horse. You can rescue a horse and help him go into a rehabilitation program where he becomes someone else's horse and then goes on to live a healthy and loved life. And you can also rescue a horse and have him given a very peaceful ending. There's many horses that go into these situations that hardly can make it, you know, to step one and step two after they're purchased by the killers. And so what we did is we bought one and we saved its life, but then we put him to a peaceful sleep. And so it's a wonderful way to help horses, and it doesn't cost you very, very much money.
Well, so how can people
I love
get involved
the idea? So on our website, again, you go to support and you can click right into how to do that.
Well,
so
we
tried to make everything super simple.
The much more peaceful ending for these horses that need it is, you know, them avoiding these truck rut drives where they're falling over and they're overcrowded and then they're stuck into these large tunnels where they're smelling the blood of other horses. No horse deserves to have that fate. So what you guys are doing, be rescue one way or the other, it's a fantastic thing that you're doing. And you just can't even believe that that was going to be Snowman's fate when you see him jump. And just this movie, HarryandSnowman.com, is gonna talk to people that had no idea that this even goes on. And so I'm so proud of you guys for getting in there and getting it done. And congratulations, Karen, for not giving up and finding all this footage and bringing it to people. And, you know, the horse friends of mine cannot wait to see this film. And the non-horse friends of mine are so intrigued by it because so many of them have read the book and heard the stories. My mom remembers seeing this horse on, you know, Johnny Carson. I mean, he was the heart of the nation for a while, and you've brought him back and you have let people see his life, and you're saving horses in the same way. So first of all, thank you for never giving up, and thank you for continuing the efforts. And I'm so excited. HarryandSnowman.com. You can go check it out there. Karen, anything else that you want to add before we have to let you go? Unfortunately, we've gone over in time. I could talk to you for 2 days. Go ahead.
No, but I think it's a really good film for kids because we want to teach them about the old days of show jumping.
Yeah.
I think it has potential to do more for show jumping than anything that we have on our platform right now.
Well, I do have one quick question for you before we let you go. Is the DVD going to be out? Is that a next year project, or?
You know, the DVD is this elusive idea that comes with distribution.
Okay.
And we are looking for distribution now, and we're hopeful.
All right,
my God.
I hope it. I want to see it on the big screen.
All the Facebook people.
Yeah.
The big screen is the coolest.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be there with all these people. It's electric.
Very good.
Bring your dang tissues. My God.
There you
watch the preview.
There you go.
Karen Offield,
right, well,
executive producer of Harry and Snowman documentary. Thank you so much. HarryandSnowman.com. Go look for the film. Go donate to help the Snowman Rescue Fund. Karen, thank you so much for joining us and have a great day and good luck tonight.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
You know that my lifetime pony came from New Holland, from that same auction. Bought him for $80 or $90. We spent $90 on Piper. She was an Amish pony that
was. And boy, was I pissed.
Yeah, Jennifer was pissed. She wanted me to quit at $50, and I went up all the way to $90. And we ended up taking that pony home, and she turned out to be my lifetime pony. Lived in her 40s. She was in her 40s when she died.
Oh,
but she drove us many, many, many miles. She knew how to drive, so she taught us. She was an Amish pony. She was going to go to the Killers for sure.
These New Holland things, they're everywhere. They're not
I mean, New Holland is the most popular one, partly because of Harry and partly because they ran so many in the Northeast. They ran so many horses through there every Monday. So it was very popular. Now, I've told the story before. They've cleaned it up some, and that's thanks to the efforts of a friend of mine from years ago in New Holland, where I grew up and went to high school. He was the police chief then, and Rodney Hartman, and he is now the judge in the area, and he was the one that really years ago started putting the screws to New Holland and to the Killers, and he would have the police waiting outside of town, and every time one of the Killer trucks would come out of town, they would pull him over and write him up for about 50 violations.
Awesome.
And then when they'd go back, to court, they'd have to go in front of him, and he would give them maximum fines for everything. Well, then he started having the state police go into the auction house and with veterinarians, and they would find they actually had a pen of half crippled dead horses in the back, and they cleaned all that up. They started fining huge fines to the auction. So it was this one guy who used to be police chief and then became judge, super nice guy. I grew up knowing him, and he was the one that really started helping clean it up.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm so glad somebody is a voice for the voiceless. You know, I mean, I unfortunately have been to the one in Phoenix. You know, they have one. There's just one in every place. And so if you can do anything, you know, I think that it's like our responsibility, every horse person's responsibility to go save a horse from an auction. Like, you just have to do it at some point. It's your job. It's like every horse person should have a cat.
But I will say this. I will give a word of caution, because we saw a lot of situations that turned out very badly with people who were green, you know, who maybe didn't know enough, going to an auction. If you're going to do that, and you're not prepared to get a horse home and take care of it and with huge vet bills because it happens to be sick from the auction or whatever, you need to bring somebody with you that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because you could end up with something that, and what it ended up happening with a lot of people would go down there and think they could buy a cheap horse and have a snowman, right? Is they ended up with a really sick horse that cost them a fortune, and then they ended up bringing it back to the auction and went to Killers anyway.
Oh my God.
So you really got to know what you're doing is what I'm saying.
I told Chad with this land purchase, I said, I just want you to know that the moment we move here and we're settled in, I'm going to the auction house here and I'm going to buy the oldest, most crippled thing I can find and bring it home and turn it out. He's like, oh my God, why? I'm like, just leave me alone.
Don't argue with me.
It's my horse, my equine Lucky. Equine version of Lucky. Oh, God. What did he marry? So anyway, so HarryandSnowman.com. Back to the whole thing. I hope that we did okay with that, because I really think that what she did is super important. And can you imagine like losing all of that and having to search like the entire state of New York or city of Manhattan to find all of your bits and pieces of your film? Oh, how heartbreaking that must have been.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure what song to play today, but you just answered that. I'm going to play Rescue Husband Blues.
Well, I knew I was
was in trouble when my wife saw this old horse. He's a pathetic thing, and she said, we've just got to take him home. Know that we can feed him up and get him back on his feet. Next thing I know, there's 14 more in my wife's rescue lead. Suddenly, she's getting 15,000 emails a day. Most of them from people trying to send another horse our way. A few times I tried to put the brakes on, but it was just too late. She'd hypnotized 14 other wives all across the state. Well, I guess there's worse obsessions that my darling wife could choose. But that sure don't stop me from having the rescue husband blues. We fostered 1,000 horses, most whose names I can't recall. But at least I know a little piece of my wallet went out with them all. Now my wife loves the horses, and I've just had to accept that. Having a little more trouble with these 40 dogs and cats. Everything was fine until they commandeered my chair. Covered every piece of clothing I own with piles and mounds of hair. Next thing you know, I'm gonna be renting another house. Cause the animals will unionize and quickly vote me out. I'd like to think my wife will side with me when that day comes. But I don't know, she's got little ears for creatures with opposable thumbs. I guess there's worse obsessions that my darling wife could choose. That sure don't stop me from having the rescue husband blues. We fostered 1,000 horses, most whose names I can't recall. But at least I know a little piece of my wallet went out with them all. Now I know some of you fellas out there can surely sympathize. Same thing's been going on at your house and with your darling wives. So let's start us up a club. Let the meeting start. Cause there's a whole lot of Shinerbach beer in misery. Come on and do your part. We've got the rescue husband blues. Sure don't got no money left to lose. Let's get together and talk about the days before our wives are rescue slaves and drink away these old rescue husband blues. Just can't shake these rescue husband blues.
I also told him we were getting a donkey. I've always wanted a donkey.
You want me to play it again? I don't know who sang that. I cannot remember for the life of me who sang that, but I apologize. Remember. But it's a great song. And you could just hear it in his voice. You knew it happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't just the one singing it. He wrote it. He knew exactly it was him. Yes.
That's great. Well, hey, you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say a bit of Hollywood news. Somebody is going to be joining you looking for a place out there in the Midwest. And that is Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris. If you remember right, she actually had a suicide attempt, I think, a couple years ago when she was 16. And when she went to therapy to recover from the suicide attempt, she ended up at an equine therapy center in Utah. And she fell in love with horses and loved the whole horse experience. And apparently the horses are what brought her out of her depression. So she is looking at buying a ranch in Utah. And she says it would be a dream come true for me until she turns 18 in April. She's always wanted one, and being able to ride every day is heaven.
Can I just point out a little bit of a hole in the story?
Yes.
She's okay.
18 and...
She's 17.
She can afford a ranch.
She's 17 and she's engaged to Chester Callilaw, a soccer player.
Yes.
And he looks like he's 14.
14. No, I thought it was in high school soccer. I don't know.
I thought I was like, is he still in high school? But the title of what you posted was Paris Jackson and Fiance Ditch Hollywood for the Country. And it's like one of those like radar online terrible things. And I was like, first of all, I was like, who the hell is Paris Jackson? And who is this Chester Kellaw? And then I read it. I'm like, oh, that's Michael Jackson's daughter. I'm like, wait, how old is she? She's 17.
Yes.
And she's engaged to this guy, and they're going to
buy a farm. Yes.
I am all about equine therapy. Don't get me wrong. And if that's what you need to do to keep yourself happy and healthy, then do it. However, everything else is wrong with this story.
You're just jealous that she can buy a farm at 18. And by the way, I doubt she'll be cleaning stalls. I'm just saying.
She's really pretty.
She is really pretty. Yeah. Yep.
I was trying to find any likeness to Michael Jackson.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't.
I actually, it's so funny because I thought the exact same things went through my mind when I looked at this story this morning.
There's just too much wrong with this whole story.
We wish her well, and I hope that she becomes an excellent horse person.
The guy was like, Paris Jackson, did they misput that? It's supposed to be Paris Hilton? Like, what? Who is Paris Jackson?
You obviously don't keep up in your pop culture like I do.
I am so way behind. What about Blanket? Didn't he have a kid named Blanket?
Yes, and Blanket is younger than Paris. Okay, I'm just going to stop because I'm just embarrassing myself that I actually know any of that. So I'm just
well, yes, that's it.
I'm just going to quit. La, 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 la.
I say pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, everybody's favorite time of the week. And we're brought to you by Equity, MFG.com. Take it away, Jamie.
Okay. I think you have the first. Oh, I'm like, the first ad is yours, Glenn. Sorry. Well, I just wanted to say equitymfg.com is where you need to go to get the Christmas present that everybody wants. Not only is it going to be a great Christmas present for you, like say you put that on your list, I think it's a wonderful way to hint to your significant other that they need to get off the duff and do a little more work around the house and do it in style with an Equity MFG Flex and Fork or a Shake and Fork. Like, does your husband hate helping you clean the stalls? It's just too much. Jennifer, I think we can hear you typing there, darling. Yep. So I think I lost my train of thought, but your husband hates cleaning stalls. You got the shavings and the thing. Well, get him a Shake and Fork. It's the technology that they love, and they'll actually want to go out and clean stalls. We have a Shake and Fork, and Chad cleans the stalls at horse shows. It's amazing. So check it out.
He cleans the stalls at home. I witnessed that when I was there a couple weeks ago.
I know. He's like ridiculous.
He didn't even whine. He just went out and did it. Now, that could be because we were there, but I'm
It's not, because he just gets sick of me waiting 3 days to do it, and then I can't lift the wheelbarrows and put them in the thing, and I'm always like, can you just put the wheelbarrow up in the thing? Dump it. I can't get it. I can't push it. It's too full. So there's a little bit of a training process that happened, Glenn.
Got it.
It's just easier for me to do it. Sometimes, you know, it's just easier for you to do it. Anyway, but he has the Flex and Fork, and he has the Shake and Fork. And so definitely next week is Thanksgiving. You need to get your orders in now, so make sure you get it by Christmas. And that big giant box that comes is loaded with excitement.
Can I talk about shipping too? Because they're a little bigger. They cost a little more in shipping. But if you get a 3-pack and give them out as gifts to a whole bunch of people, it's much cheaper. So, the 3-packs are much cheaper. That's what we did. So we ended up getting ordered some. We each have our own brand new. And we went out and got a new wheelbarrow, a plastic one instead of a metal one, because the metal one had rusted out and was falling apart. And it's so nice now. I feel like a king. I have my new Equity Flex and Fork, and I have my brand new wheelbarrow. I'm just set.
I am the king of manure.
Now, we have a prize. We have a prize today, too. And, of course, everybody that enters gets entered into the drawing for the Equity drawing at the end of the year, which is only a month away now, where they're going to give away one of the big flex, shake and forks worth $300. Ooh. So anybody that entered the Really Bad Ads all year long is going to be put in that pot, and one of you is going to win that. But right now, Jennifer, we have an unbelievable prize today. And as soon as we posted it yesterday, a flood of ads came in. So.
Yes. People have caught on, though, Glenn.
Yes.
They have caught on in that if you submit an ad, you are eligible to win the shake and fork at the end of the year, whether we use it on the air or not. So I did get a flood of ads yesterday, but I got a flood of 50% stupid ads that weren't worth reading.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But here's the trick. Only ads that we use on the air today are eligible for today's prize, which is a pair of Cavallo ELB boots.
Wow.
The world's most affordable hoof boot. For those who are still nervous about making the shift to becoming a booted horse, and for those already barefoot but don't require protection very often, the ELB is the perfect solution. It's also ideal for rehab situations, and it's perfect for a spare tire. Much easier to use than gobs of duct tape and vet wrap. The ELB upper material is the same material used for their sports style boots, and they've been tried and tested on all sorts of terrain since 2008. They have a replaceable Velcro closure, which extends the life of the ELB because you can just put new Velcro on, which comes with the boot. The strap does not require a screwdriver, extra physical strength, or nuclear reactors. The ELB is offered in both Cavallo soles. One of them is the regular. The other is the slim for horses with a narrower shaped hoof, and it comes in sizes 0 through 7, so it will fit everybody. Both soles incorporate the unique built-in side drainage slots, which drain mud and water easily, and they don't clog up.
We use Cavallo boots on Scooter and Beaker, and I got to tell you, if I can put them on and off and don't whine about it, they're easy. We love these things. And this is a $100 value today. We are giving away 5 more pairs of these, thanks to Cavallo, on Radiothon Day.
Wow.
So we're giving away a total of 12 of these boots, so 6 pairs. So you're definitely...
I would love to have some of these for Thor, because we trail ride on these rocks. And while he doesn't care, I think that it would just keep his foot in better shape.
It does, and the traction's good on these, and they're so easy to take on and off. It is.
Do they freak out when you put them on? Or
no,
like,
no, they sometimes do a little bit of the chicken dance.
The shipping boot dance?
Yeah, the shipping boot dance. Yeah, a little bit, but not bad. Not as bad as with shipping boots, for sure.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
So thank you to Cavallo. We appreciate all their support. Bad ads. Let's start with Tracy. Let's see if Tracy has a shot of winning those boots. Riding horse for sale, $2,000 in Atkins, Texas. Really healthy horse, always giving him his vitamins. He's really friendly and also trained to raid on. R-A-I-D. I am asking $2,000 or best offer. Any questions, feel free to call me.
If all you're giving this horse is vitamins
he gets no food.
Oh, dear God.
She goes to the local vitamin store and buys him some chewables, and that's it.
And he does raids.
Flintstones horse vitamins.
It's like so Hunger Games. Everything is pointing to Hunger Games right now. And there's a raid.
Cannot believe you're seeing that. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to read this.
Now I got to go see it today.
I know. We'll give you a review on Monday. Linda sent in the next one. Energetic paint horse for sale. $1,500. Energetic. That's never a good word to have in an ad.
In the title.
And the title. And then the first sentence, this is not a lazy horse. She's very enthusiastic. Which makes it a great traveling trail horse. No buck, no bolt. She's just a super high energy horse that needs to be ridden constantly. Man, she's fairly easy to catch, easy to shoe, easy to load. She crosses water and other obstacles with ease. She flies over them, apparently.
Yeah, exactly, at 100 miles an hour.
The reason I'm selling this horse is because... Please
because
test ride
what?
This. There's a period after the because. The reason I'm selling this horse is because.
It's because.
Please test ride to see if this horse is the right fit before you buy it. No kidding.
No kidding. Yeah, don't we all do that?
Willing to consider any reasonable offer. Get this dang runaway crazy thing out of my barn. No, I added all that right now.
Linda, the only thing this one was missing was we'll trade for guns.
Yeah. This is, I mean, you
this
might,
is
what,
not
this horse is like, I just imagine going out to see this horse and its mane looks like it's stuck its finger in a light socket. It's like, just straight up in the air. It's
this
not
is the
lazy.
One that jigs the whole way.
Yeah,
you know, just jigs. Because you're going too slow for this horse.
This horse has ulcers. I mean, this has like a stressed out individual.
Yes. But it doesn't buck or bolt.
No.
So there's that.
Fairly easy to catch.
Fairly easy.
That's a good one. Emily.
Oh, it's appropriate that I get this next one. Thank you, Linda, for that one. It's pretty good. Uta sent in the following one. I don't know if she was thinking of me when she sent this in, because it is Rocky, a Hackney Pony Cross. And we all know I know a little bit about Hackneys. 5 years old and around 11 to 12 hands. We could get Scooter a friend. Scooter can
I
have
think
a friend.
You need a pair of Hackneys.
Yes, this would be great. I could get a pair cart. Well, let's read the ad first. Rocky loads. Rocky. Of course, they're all named Rocky. Rocky loads, ties, bathes, lunges fairly decent, and usually stands for the farrier. Usually being the key word there. We have done a fair amount of tarp work with him because a friend told us that's what makes them trust you.
Beating
beating him with a tarp. He has had a saddle on. Someone told us he has been ground driven, but I don't know if that's actually true. He just needs someone with more time to finish him. Don't they all? Let me be frank.
Oh, God.
You know, that's never good when it's let me be frank, comma. We just don't really know what we are doing. He can be a real jerk at times. Oh, that's so true. But only because we don't know anything about how to teach him to behave like horses are supposed to behave. None of us are small enough to even try and ride him. He's 11 freaking hands. He is cute as a button, but that's about it. Bring a trailer. First to come with cash, we'll haul him away. A gem of a pony.
Oh, green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot tie.
You know something, Glenn?
Yes.
This really is the fate of 8 out of 10
Hackney
ponies.
Right?
It
is. It is. It is so sad.
They're so stinking cute, and then people get them home and go, oh, wow.
I got to tell you, people, if you're thinking about getting a Hackney pony for your kids, and I own a Hackney, so it's not like I hate Hackneys. I've owned several Hackneys. They are a handful. They're cute as a Dickens, and they're full of personality. And by the way, if you ever see that in an ad, full of personality, run.
Energetic and full of personality.
Personality,
that's a
yes.
double whammy.
Yes.
That's great. One of my students started on a Hackney pony, and it is it was the stinking. They just put it down last week, sadly, but it was the cutest thing, and it was really good to the little girl. So not all of it, you know, you can find a gem. Just good training, really. Lindsay sent in the next one. Oh God, free hornet's nest. Free hornet's nest. Remove at your own risk. Who wants a hornet's nest?
And who puts that on Craigslist? They actually took the time to do it.
You have to confirm your ad via email. Like, that's a free hornet's nest. Free hornet's nest. Remove at your own risk. Call. Do people like hornets? Like, it's not
I don't
like
know
a
what
honeybee.
People do with hornets. I don't know. I don't know what they do with hornets.
That's just funny.
Can I recommend some spray? Just saying.
Yeah. Exactly. Avery sent in the next one. Quarter horse, not full. Just a quarter. A quarter of
it's
a horse.
It's an eighth of a horse.
Does that mean he's hungry?
It's an eighth horse.
He's not a full quarter. I am selling a 2.5-year-old quarter horse. I'm not sure what else he has in him, but he's good looking. Good looking. Lunges beautifully, leads perfectly. Oh gosh, no punctuation. Hold on. Lunges beautifully, leads perfectly, no biting or kicking incidents since I've had him. Great with kids, loves to be brushed. We started trimming his hooves and does not mind at all. We also started saddling him up and is still a little scared, but just needs a little more work. He lets my 5-year-old on him without a saddle and does okay. He doesn't seem to mind at all. All he needs is someone to take right amount of time to train. That's all a sentence. So,
Yeah,
it's so hard to understand what they're saying. 5-year-old
up there on an unbroke horse was the first thing I saw, and the other thing I saw is we started trimming his hooves. Apparently, they never finished.
I know. I read that you like started.
We started. He doesn't and seem to mind, except for the kicking.
You are not a certified farrier, so I am just a little scared of this poor little 2.5-year-old quarter. See, they put their 5-year-old on him without.
Yeah,
oh God.
I know. I know. Jera sent the following in. By the way, this is a trailer of the week, and we have to mention the calendar. Robin, our listener and auditor, went through all the effort to put together a calendar of 24 of the top trailers from 2015. It's a 2016 calendar. We ordered ours last week. I haven't gotten it in yet. I'm dying to get it in because I'm going to hang it here in the studio. So, and I know you ordered one. Yours will probably be waiting when you get home.
Yep.
So if you want to get your calendar, Jennifer will repost a link to it on our Facebook page and we'll put it in the show notes. So you can get your very own calendar as gifts or whatever you want to do with it. It should be fun. This is sent in by Jera, who sent the trailer of the week. And it's one of those convertibles. It has it's a 1.25 horse. It would fit the horse up above.
Yeah.
It says 2-horse, but that's stretching it a bit. It's a convertible, and it has the chariot front on it. Anybody that's seen these trailers before will know what I'm talking about. Now, this one does have an advantage in that they actually mowed around, so you can see the tires actually have air in them. So that's something. It says, nice, newly painted livestock trailer would fit 2 cattle or 2 horses or a few llamas. No sheep. We don't like sheep. We don't put those in there. Ready to take your critters where they need to go. Has a nice solid floor and the lights work. This is hands above the other trailers we've had, actually.
Except, Glenn, if you look at it, the nicely new painted part is it's like a turquoise, light blue turquoise kind of color. And this the walls are actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that a wooden pallet?
Yes, it is. It is a wooden pallet, but they were kind enough to put a little shelf on the side. Did you notice that?
A little
that?
Shelf on the side. That's yes. right.
It's there is a tools. Shelf on the yeah. side. That's where I mount. There's a shelf
that's where
on the
you
side.
Mount.
Of the
I wouldn't stand
pallet.
On that if I were you.
No, it's not safe. That's terrible. It is not heads above.
Yeah, I love these convertible ones. I cannot see one of horses, the thoroughbreds we've owned, riding in one of these. I just can't.
No.
I just can't imagine that. Thor might do it, and he'd stick his head out and look all cool about it, but
Thor does anything, though, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Read the next one. All right. Got the next one.
Oh, Cecilia sent in the following. 10-year-old gelding 14.1-hand horse, $800. 10-year-old with a lot of spunk.
Now, Glenn, this is in Georgia. You got to at least attempt a southern accent. This is Rincon, Georgia. Rincon, Georgia?
Is that in the country?
That's country.
Okay. 10-year-old with a lot of spunk. Needs a very experienced rider who has plenty of time to work with him. I am at college and don't have enough time to ride him. He just needs someone who is willing to put forth the effort. He's a good horse, but he acts up when he's pissed off.
Oh, God.
He also needs someone who isn't scared of occasionally rearing in a temper tantrum. He's being worked with now on the rearing and showing some improvements. If you would like for a bit of a challenge every now and then, he's your guy. Did I do okay? Was that all right?
Absolutely not. That was about as good as my Australian accent, mate.
He's as good a horse, but acts out when he's pissed off.
What are you doing to piss him off? My God.
And occasionally that whole rearing and temper tantrum thing, don't worry about that. That's not a problem. They want $800 for this pissed off, rearing, bolting, bucking horse with
he's
a lot of spunk.
He's actually a great horse. He just hates them.
Maybe it's the accent. Maybe he really nuts. It doesn't need to be in the South. Maybe he's like a Yankee.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he just didn't like the accent. Well, we'll hear it again because this page sent this one in, and this is in Griffin, Jackson, McDonough, and Fayetteville.
Oh,
all south of Atlanta.
Yes.
That's black and white quarter horse. Oh, Lord. Needs experience rider.
Of course it does.
.. Soldier. A beautiful black and white, blue-eyed paint gelding. 15 hands, 10 years old. Ain't got no papers, but very stylish. Loads, leads, trails.
parades, rides bareback, stands for shoeing, not scared at nothing as of yet. Great horse. I'm just wanting a different style quarter horse. I'll trade for another paint color, roam quarter horse. Want to be dancing, prancing, and side passing.
Is he going to a barn dance?
My accent is off because my accent, I'm hearing you in my head.
Sorry.
Also considered a four-wheeler ATV or gooseneck horse trailer with sleeping camping ability, asking $700. Man, the horses in Georgia are cheap.
Cheap, and apparently the goosenecks are too. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
We have some really bad ad trailers that would fit that bill right there.
Oh,
hey, no guns. That's something. Again.
That's because he has enough guns.
Oh, okay.
Whoever this is, I'm sure. If you live in McDonough, Georgia, you got guns, honey. You and Griffin. I tell you what. I'll tell you a little story about Griffin, Georgia right there.
Oh, no.
When I worked for Star 94, I hosted the opening of the Walmart in Griffin, Georgia.
Did you have to cut the little thing?
I was there. I cut the thing. No, they had the mayor of Griffin cut the thing. But okay. I was there with the microphone, and I stood in the entrance of the Walmart. And let me tell you something. There ain't nothing bigger in Griffin, Georgia on a Saturday than the opening of a Walmart.
Oh, I bet you the lines were blocks long.
I've never seen that many people in one place. It was crazy. People were parking, like there was shuttle service to get to the Walmart and people parking so far away. It was crazy.
And it will be that way again 1 week from today. Oh, 1 week from today. That's great.
Never knew you had the host of a Walmart opener.
I didn't know. You know, I've heard about all the celebrities you met and all of that, but I never knew about the important stuff.
I'm pretty sure that down in McDonough was where I had to stand in the freezer section of a grocery store with a guy dressed as a lumberjack for Hungry Jack frozen food. The glamorous life of a radio host it's unparalleled.
And
okay?
From what I hear about those days, you probably dated a guy from every one of those towns as well.
I might have hooked up with him in the park.
Sienna, before you end up in divorce court and walking home from Oklahoma, Sienna.
He was good looking. He was, I'm like, put some clothes on. You're in the freezer section. He's like shirtless with like suspenders on. With a fake axe in his hand.
Sienna sent the following one in. Mule, $1,000 in Shepherd, Montana.
You can't make that up, by the way. You can't make that up.
10-year-old John Mule, roughly 14 and a half hands. He drinks too much, cusses profusely, and is kind of a smartass. But he'll pack the hell and back for you. He's good to load and haul and can be hard to catch. Takes a bit of cotton up to a person. Cotton up to a person. Good God. Is this person from the 1890s?
It takes a bit of cotton up to a person. This is Montana. So
I know, but I haven't heard that term except in the old Westerns. Gets along with horses good. Doesn't like ponies. Good with dogs. I'm told he was ridden once upon a time. I've never been on him. All honesty, he's not that bad a mule for a little bit of packing. I need him for about 2 weeks. I'll just use my horses, and I'm about out of grass, and I'd rather save my money for my horses. $1,000. We'll consider trades towards good broke cow horses, geldings only.
That makes sense. I've got this mule, and he didn't really do much, and he's kind of angry. And again, I'd like to trade him for like a really well broke gelding.
Yes.
Any takers? Anyone?
He's hard to haul. He's good to load, but be hard to catch.
He'll pack to hell and back for you, though.
Once you catch him. Cotton up to him. Cotton up to a person. God, I haven't heard that in forever.
I want to give it to Paige because she took me down a memory lane that I thought I'd forgotten. It was in the dark recesses of my brain.
Oh, so Paige wins because of the lumberjack?
Okay, memories. No, give it to whoever you want.
Well, how can I argue with a shirtless lumberjack? He beat the crap out of me. So,
I wonder where that guy is.
So, Paige, apparently you win. Because I don't know how the rest of you are going to fight with that. You're just
a freezer section with a scantily clad large Swedish looking man.
So now when you're reading ads again, you have to think, now would Jamie have had some kind of relationship with the person in the ad? And then you have a chance of winning.
I don't think I made out with him in the parking lot, but I do think I went out with him later.
I think you just better stop talking. Stop talking.
I was 22 and I was hungry.
Apparently.
I gotta go.
She wasn't a vegetarian then either. Paige sent in the, or Paige, you're the winner. Jennifer will get to you and make sure we get the size boots and everything that you need for your horse. And we really do want to thank Cavallo for those are unbelievable prizes. They're giving away over $700 worth of stuff in the next week here. So we really appreciate Cavallo. We use them. We love them. That's the only boots that we use for our horses. And EquityMFG.com and KPP USA as well. That's it. We're going to let Jamie go because she has to get to the movies.
I'm going to see Hunger Games. And apparently I got a message from our listener, Robin, that said, I definitely will need to bring a box of tissues. And I said, have you seen it yet? She's like, no, but I read the book. And I remember the part she's talking about. I don't want to talk about it. I forgot about it. And I'm going to have to bring a box of tissues. I'm already on the edge after that whole snowman thing going on earlier. So
I was sorry about that. I thought when I started playing the trailer, I thought, oh, this is going to be bad. You're supposed to come out. It's not going to happen.
I couldn't do it. I basically was unable to talk right then.
And that I think she really appreciated your efforts there and why you were crying. So
I wasn't doing it to entertain her.
No, we could tell. All right.
Good when you cry on a Friday.
Thank you, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. We'll be back on Monday morning. We'll be back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and then have a little break before the Radiothon. And we look forward to getting your voicemails in over the weekend for the Radiothon. Get qualified for this over $3,000 in prizes. That's it. We'll have a movie review on Monday. Hopefully, we'll get out to see it this weekend, too, and we can chat. We'll do a no-spoiler movie review.
It is good. Love y'all, spay, neuter, gal. Mwah, mwah.